Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our final show.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when it comes every week by email, and this week's feature article is called The Four Levels of Consciousness. Check it out. If you subscribe this week, you still have time to get that article. Barry Moats is our new friend and our guest this half hour. He is a serial entrepreneur. He specializes in starting and growing companies. He's also an angel investor. Having been an entrepreneur himself, he knows a little bit about what we're talking about. He's got a new book out called You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business. Barry Moats, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. And you know what? When I said your title, which I have done a couple of times this morning, letting the audience know that you were coming here, when I've said your title, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, you know, small business owners all around the country were, and maybe part of halfway around the world, were nodding their heads saying, you know, I don't know what I was thinking.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, what I say is that, you know, why would anybody in their right mind quit a good job and go out and start their own business because they don't have a great chance of success? But a lot of us do it simply because out of passion, not because we're chasing the money.
That's exactly right. You know, some people ask me all the time how I got into this business, and my immediate answer is insanity.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people think that small business people are risk takers, and what I say is that if people could really assess the risk, there's no way that they would actually go into business. Most people just close their eyes and leap.
And you know, you talked about the passion and how important that is. That reminded me of, there's a country song out now called I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? You know, and I think about that when I think about small business owners. I know what they're feeling when they start this, but what are they thinking?
I think that I should wrap that song with my book on Amazon, I think.
That's what you need to do. That's the background music that you need to put on when your book pops up on Amazon. But it's true. It's true. And if we knew what we were thinking starting out, I mean, how many times have you talked to a small business owner, a successful one, Barry? And how many times have they said, you know what, if I had known what was going to happen, I never would have done this?
Most of the time, but I think that's part of the excitement of, you know, running and starting small businesses, that you really know, you never know what's around the corner.
Well, it sounds like we're trying to scare you folks a little bit, maybe those of you who haven't started your business yet. If it sounds like we're trying to scare you a little bit, you're right.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that I wrote the book, Jim, was it was in response to really what happened in the 90s, where people thought starting a business was writing a business plan, going to get other people's money, getting some fancy furniture, and then going public on Friday. And it's not that way at all. It takes a long time. You have to do it out of passion, not money, and you have to be able to ride the ups and downs.
Well, the reason that I think you're right about the passion is something that I've said before, and that is that when if you don't absolutely love what you do, your business will let you down. Your customers will let you down. Your employees will let you down. You will let yourself down in the life of your business. And the only thing that will cause you to come back won't be the profits. It won't be the money. It won't be anything except the fact that you love doing this more than anything else. And if you don't love doing it more than anything else, you won't come back. And therefore, the risk is not worth it, is it?
No, I would totally agree. That's why I call myself an entrepreneurholic. That you really need to define what success means to you, regardless of whether you're financially successful or not. Can you accept the outcome in the long run, regardless of whether you make a lot of money?
Well, you know, you used the word entrepreneurholic, and I like to talk about the workaholic syndrome, and that word that people, you know, you apply to a lot of entrepreneurs. If you forsake your family and your health and your own soul for or your business. Okay, that's a workaholic. But don't assume that just because a small business owner is focused on their business and works a lot of hours, don't assume that they're a workaholic. They might just love what they do.
I would totally agree. One thing I talk about in the book is I don't believe that we should separate out our work and our family life. I think we need to combine them together to really make it into one life. I think it's very difficult as an entrepreneur to separate those two things out.
It's a fine line that almost doesn't exist, isn't it?
I would agree. That's why I say you have to really integrate them together and define what you mean as success so you become what I call happily successful.
Yeah, and but that's the challenge, isn't it? Knowing how to navigate those waters. It is a fine line, but it's also a rocky rapids, and knowing how to negotiate those rapids is a tough part.
Absolutely.
We're going to get Barry to talk to us about how to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with Barry J. Moltz. M-O-L-T-Z. His book is called You Need to Be a Little Crazy. He's right. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're visiting with our new friend Barry Moltz. Barry's the author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business. And as I said earlier, Barry's exactly right. You do need to be a little crazy. Barry, well, I want to get back to this thing about separating your business life from your family or not to separate it. And the thing is you do have to be judicious about how you intertwine the two. I mean, you may not be able to separate them, but you do have to be judicious about how you deal with each one of them, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think it's especially difficult on your spouse. The story I always tell that as a small business owner, you're in a little car riding on a mountain road and you're banging into the guardrails. Well, you may be driving, but your spouse is in the back seat, turned around and blindfolded.
Right.
That's really how hard they are on them. And when I used to go home from work, my wife used to say to me, "Well, honey, how was your day?" And it was something very simple, but I wasn't really sure I wanted to relive my whole day. But I think in the end, you need to be able to share what's going on with your family, because they're the ones that you need to celebrate the great times with, and they're the ones that they're going to support you during the difficult times.
Well, if you're like me, Barry, if other small business owners are like me, I'm never, ever more than a nanosecond away from a thought about my business, no matter where I am.
And there's no question.
And so, but the thing is, though, is when that pops up at night, when that pops up on the weekends or something like that, I really have to stop and say, okay, do I have to bring this up right now, or is this going to contribute to what's going on, or should I just keep my mouth shut? Especially, and this is especially challenging, Barry, for those families who work together, like the husband and the wife work together in the business, which there are a lot of those out there. And when it happens, when it's done well, it's a beautiful thing, but it's also a tough thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that what couples or entrepreneurs should do is, I think there should be some times that are really carved out, that are really no business zones. You know, I know that when I go to the gym or the health club, you know, I don't bring my cell phone with me. So I think that they need to have some oases in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, when things come up, since you love it so much, I think you might as well deal with them instead of torturing yourself and putting it off.
Right. Barry, let's move over and talk about another thing that you talk about in your book, which I think is very important, and that's the concept of courage. You talk about the fact that courage is the entrepreneurial law. Tell us what you mean by that.
I think that we talk a lot in this country now about courage, especially with what's going on in the world. And I think that there is no one more courageous than the entrepreneur that gets up every morning not knowing what they can expect from their business, whether it's going to be a great day, whether it's going to be a difficult day. That's really true courage in my mind.
Oh, boy, there's no question about that. And you know, one of the things that I'd like to do, Barry, is differentiate between bravery and courage. In my opinion, the definition of bravery is when you are faced with something in the moment and you respond, you know, with bravery. But courage is when you do the same thing after you've had time to think about it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a great definition.
And so, consequently, small business owners wake up every morning. They could go do something else, but they still go in, even though they know they're going to get a phone call from the banker saying you don't have enough money, or they know they got to make payroll on Friday. They keep doing what they do, you know, day after day, and it takes a lot of courage. And I'll tell you, folks, if you're not capable of demonstrating courage, I don't think you're going to be a very successful small business owner. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I think that one of the things that happens is you never know what's going to go on. There's a lot of things that get in the way every day. You never know if your telephone system is going to go down or your best employee is going to leave. On the same token, you never know if something wonderful is going to happen and you're going to land that client
right.
that you've been chasing for 2 years. So there's great stuff and there's not so great stuff. It's all the highs and lows. It's riding that roller coaster up and down every single day.
You know, I talk about the phone call, the phone ringing. You know, when you're a small business owner, that phone ringing, sometimes we get so beat up a little bit that we dread the phone ringing because we're afraid it's going to be something negative. And I can remember dreading the phone ringing, and it actually, you know, make me break out into a sweat because I knew that the probability was high that that wasn't going to be a good phone call. And then, you know what happened? It rang. And when the person on the other line wasn't a problem, it was an incredible opportunity. And I thought of something. I said, you know, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. So you better answer the phone.
That's right. I think that's one of the things that's one of the difficult parts about going up and down. When that phone rings, it's a brand new opportunity for you, and I think you got to really rise to that challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about security for a minute. I say that if you've got to have security, if you've got to have security at all costs, you better go ahead and clock in tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right because one of the things I try to bring out in my book is that really being an entrepreneur is a wonderful thing, but it's really not for everyone. One of the things I talk about is that the only things that are common to financially successful people are really luck and timing. There's a lot of the outcome that as an entrepreneur you really don't have control over. The good news is that there's many ways to financial success. There just isn't a lot of things that people have in common.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, back to the thing that, about being crazy, folks, part of what Barry is saying when he says you need to be a little crazy, part of that is right. But part of it is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, and he's having a little fun with us, and I like that. But Barry, there are ways to make your craziness kind of be a little bit of a have a little more high percentage, and that's learning how to focus on the fundamentals, isn't it? The fundamentals of operating a business.
Yes, I would agree. One of the points that I bring out in the book is that one of the best things you can do is work with people that you enjoy and work with people that you have confidence in. I firmly believe that business is not really about the idea, but it's about execution and the people that you're with.
Yeah, and practicing and deploying the fundamentals of business. Folks, one of the things that Barry says in his book is that entrepreneurs are genetically optimistic. I say we're pathologically optimistic. And when we come back, we're going to get him to talk to us about optimism and how important it is in small business. It's 10 till. Stay with us. Stevie Nicks will take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Barry Moltz. Barry J. Moltz, M-O-L-T-Z. Ladies and gentlemen, is the name. If you're typing that into the search engines there and any of the online bookstores where you can find, I'm sure, Barry, your book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, is available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, I love when people say that. Yeah, wherever books are sold.
It has a nice ring. It just kind of rolls off the tongue,
doesn't
it?
It does. I just love that.
And what about a website? You want to give us a website?
Yeah, the website just is barrymoltz.com, BarryMoltz.com.
Okay.
And there's a wealth of information on there. You might want to check it out.
All right. Just do that, folks, whenever you get a chance. And don't forget, his book is You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business. Barry, you say entrepreneurs are genetically optimistic. I say that we're pathological optimists. And talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you have to believe. A lot of people are going to tell you when you start off your business that you are crazy. I remember after I had failed at my first business and was kicked out of my second business, and it was about a month before I was going to have my first child, my father came to me and begged me not to start another business. He says, you know, Barry, you really are crazy, and that's really where the title comes from. I had worked for IBM in the 1980s. He said, well, maybe IBM will take you back. So if you don't believe in what you're doing, you know, no one else is going to. And so you've got to be optimistic because those are the things that one of the things that's really going to sustain you on those difficult days.
I remember, you know, I was a good employee for 20-something years, Barry, and I remember when I started my own business and people asked me what I was doing now, I would tell them that, and they'd look at me as if to say, they never said it, but they'd look at me as if to say, oh, you couldn't find a real job, huh?
Right, exactly. But, you know, that's an interesting point because that's really the way that over the hundreds of years, the way most businesses have really started. It hasn't really been premeditated business where people have gone out and written a business plan and gotten funding. Mostly people were out of work and someone asked them to do something. They said they'd pay them for it and they liked it. And then someone asked them to do a similar thing. So businesses were started organically, really out of need. And I think that's really what we're coming back to.
There's no question about it. And of course, the thing is, Barry, if you think about it, if you look back over the history of the marketplace, over, you know, 5,000 years of history of the marketplace, it's only really been in the last 100 years that small businesses weren't the coin of the realm, so to speak. I mean, it's only been in the last 100 years that there even have been big businesses.
That's absolutely right. And, in fact, big business really has not added any jobs to the economy over the last 20 years. It's really small business that does it.
No question about it. Barry, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to go. But before we do, I want you to come back another time, if you will.
Please.
And I want to talk about this topic that I want to wrap up with, and that's the concept of failure. If you're a small business owner in waiting, if you're about to become one, or even if you are, and you fear success, and you fear failure, I'm afraid you're doomed. Failure is going to happen. It's not a matter of whether you're going to fail or not. It's what you do with it. And if you fear it, I think you're in trouble. What do you think, Barry?
I think you're absolutely right. I think you learn a lot more from your failures than you do from your successes. And one of the big things you really learn is really humility, that you actually meet the same people on the way up as you do on the way down.
Yep.
And it makes you appreciate your successes that much more if you failed before.
You know why? I've decided I know why you learn more from your failure than your successes. And the reason is because when you're successful, you think you've been successful because you're so smart.
That's right.
And when you fail, you realize that you're not all that smart and that you better retool and maybe, you know, admit to yourself that you need to learn some things and maybe admit to yourself that you need a little help from other people.
I think on the same note, I think that you also have to forgive yourself when you fail because maybe it's not, totally all of your doing. So I think you have to be a little easier on yourself by the same token.
Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing about failure is if you'll come to know failure, what you'll find out is that if you know your work, if you know your business, you can have little failures that don't take you down. Then those are the hardening exercises that harden your entrepreneurial metal, aren't they, Barry?
That's absolutely right. And one thing I talk about in the book is that how important it is to transition through the difficult times and don't get stuck in them.
Right. Barry, I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts before you go.
One of the reasons I wrote the book is I wanted people to realize that they're not alone, that all of us go through ups and downs, and all of us really are developing our business out of passion, and that it's okay that a lot of people share your same experience and try to have fun with it.
Yeah, well said, and I'm glad you said that because that's one of the things that small business owners have got to be careful about is going into a cave and thinking that they got to go this alone and actually getting the courage to say, you know what, I don't know all the answers. Help me with this. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, mentors are huge, and there's a lot of great support out there, like your program and your newsletter. There's a lot of people, if you're just willing to ask, people are willing to help.
Yeah, well said, Barry. Thank you for being here, and I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show again already.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Barry Most, ladies and gentlemen, You Need to Be a Little Crazy is the name of his book. It's available, as he says, wherever books are sold. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.